This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 16th. God's word to you today is freedom. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 7, verses 22 to 23, and it reads, "And remember, if you were a slave when the Lord called you, you are now free in the Lord. And if you were free when the Lord called you, you are now a slave of Christ. God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world." Thus far, we have seen God's heart versus man's heart on slavery. Slavery is a reality of the fallen system man created. Some are born slaves, some are forced into slavery, and some voluntarily become enslaved. However, God set up a law that limits the servitude of a Hebrew slave to 6 years, after which he must be freed, and the master is to give him gifts to facilitate his economic survival. As part of God's way of putting checks and balances in place, he restricts the master's power over the slave. Yesterday, we saw that even though the systems of injustice have been legislated, heaven is waiting for people like you and I to arise and change it. The fact that something is law does not mean it is just. Hence, there is a legal system and there is a justice system. While the world operates a legal system, heaven operates the justice system. The world tries to pitch its legal system as if it is the justice system, but it is not. For instance, the struggle of Martin Luther King Jr. There were so many things that he did that were illegal, based on the laws of people who wanted to institute slavery and segregation. But he stood up, objected to it, and it changed. So many things will remain the same until we take a stand and change it. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 21 says, "Are you a slave? Don't let that worry you. But if you get a chance to be free, take it. If you get the chance to be free, suggests that you're waiting for an opportunity to be free. But I'm saying, create the chance to be free and take it." Ephesians 6 verse 10 says, "A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." The truth is, you can be strong in many things. You can be strong in your intellect, your intelligence. You can be strong in your business sense. You can be strong in your emotions. You can be strong in your education. You can be strong in your relationships. You can be strong in many other things. But Paul is saying to you and me that we should be strong in the Lord, because it is only in the Lord that we have assurance. It is only in the Lord that we have the certainty of a rock, not in ourselves. Paul says we should be strong in the Lord, not in our power, but in the power of his might. To be strong in the power of his might means we have access to the limitless nature of God's power. All merit is with the Son. All power is with the Spirit. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for total freedom in Jesus Christ. I receive the strength to remain free by your mighty power at work in me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.